And Rav Yudal v'Amarav, three lines on top. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, says Rav Yehuda, Kol ha-mariv atzmai b'shnei ra'ovain, if somebody starves themselves during the hunger years, even though he has plenty of food, but he wants to empathize with everybody else, nitzel mimisa m'shuna, he will be saved from having any unnatural deaths. And Rashi says here, misa m'shuna, meis b'cherev v'rov, a misa m'shuna, somebody dies not natural, for example, with a sword, or he dies in hunger. The chol misa she'ena b'dei malachamavis. Interesting. So all these other misses are not from the malachamavis. Kedera kolam mitase. So the malachamavis is the one that does a natural death, and the unnatural death is done by who? Chayim malachamavis does everything. Rashi seems to be saying here, the malachamavis does the natural ones, and the unnatural ones are done by somebody else. I don't know. Hashem doesn't do this kind of thing. I don't know. Shneemar, it says. It says in the pasuk, "Barov potcha mimavus," that with hunger you save yourself from death. From hunger. What do you mean with hunger? A lot of comer. If you pretend to be hungry, b'shnei ra'avim, whenever else is hungry, nitzel mimisa mishuna, you'll be saved from a misa mishuna. In other words, if you empathize with other people who are in pain, even though you're not in pain, but you commiserate with them, it's a wonderful thing. And the Gemara tells a few interesting things. Dinim, similar to that. Says the Gemara, Amar Ish Lakish. Asur la'adam l'shamish mitasei b'shnei ra'avim. You're not allowed to have a relationship with your wife during the famine, even though you yourself are not having a famine. Remember, we see by Yosef, it says, Ola Yosef, Yulad, Shnei Bonim, he had two kids, B'terem Tavish Nasarav, before the hunger started. In other words, during the hunger, he didn't have any more kids. No, he told them 7 years.
That's correct, but save up all the food and so on, right?
Yeah.
So in other words, we'll be okay.
But to the rest of the world, that's what I'm saying. Yosef never had a problem. However, says the Gemara Tan, we learned chasuche bonim. But if somebody's missing children, in other words, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah puravu. Mishamshim miptesei neirav. If you have a chiv, a puravu, that even in the hunger year, you're allowed to have relations with your wife to have kids. Rashi. Also, l'shamish mitase b'shneirav. Tzar chodum linak tzar ba'atzma. You have to conduct it with tzar. Rashi says the only time that you have an inyan to show sympathy is if other Jews are suffering. If the Jews are not suffering, even though other people's might be, you don't have to. Chasuche bonim. This Rashi answers the question.
Even though
Yaakov
was
given,
which was
given. That is true. But
the other interesting was only Esav and Ishmael he was worried about. He wasn't worried about the Canaanites.
Say it again? Yeah, but Mephoshim already asked. There was no Esav and Yishmael around where they were anyway. I don't know. But this is a different vart. There it was, they shouldn't get angry at you and don't bring out hostility, right? Here the vart is, if you show that somebody else's tzad is your tzad, that alone is a schad. Rashi also shamed to Rav and said, "Rav, you have to have tzar. Chasuch ebani, chasori missing children. Gassim b'mnochel, gab b'mneid, or micha sichel kolai." So, kaima pivotivya. Teisher asked a question. Teisher asked, "Luchayde, Yecheved was born when they were going to Mitzrayim. Was ready the second year of the hunger. That means that Levi had relation with his wife within those 2 years. So, what's going on here? If you're not allowed to have children, so I once saw an interesting thing." And Levi and Yosef were having a machlekes. Yosef believed like Beis Shammai, in order to mekayin the mitzvah puravu, two boys already are enough. Two boys, you have fulfilled the mitzvah according to Beis Shammai, you fulfill the mitzvah puravu. So Yosef already fulfilled the mitzvah puravu. To have relations with his wife, he couldn't. Levi did not have a daughter, he only had a son. So he still had the mitzvah puravu, therefore he was allowed to have a relationship with his wife. But Teisa already asked this question as well. And he says, Teisa wants to say, that there's no such isur as having relations with your wife during Shnas Ravan. It's only a midas chassidus. Yosef did it, and Levi did. Two boys, and Hillel says a boy and a girl.
And they both say after that no more.
No. They're midrabbanan, but not mahatera. the other Rishonim argue with Tesis. I know it's hard to understand. So Levi didn't do Milchsidis. Yosef, who lived in the palace between all the goyim, is so frum. And Levi, who lived with the Akiv and he lived alone, he wasn't so frum. He didn't know Milchsidis. So it's a hard Tesis. But Yosef knew it. If Yosef knew how many Mamor Chassidus are explaining Yosef's behavior, and he was a higher Madrega than all the other Shvatim, he was a Chassid. Tell him what we learned. Bizman Shisro Shroim Bitzad. It's a very interesting Gemara. Remember the Gemara. Whenever Yidden are in pain, Upidish Echid Man, and one of them said, look, it doesn't bother me, so I don't have to join them, and so on and so forth. Boyin shnei malachi asharis, come along two malachim. Shemalai v'lo l'adam, every yid has two malachim. As Rashi says, ki malachi tzav alach. Every yid has two malachim. U'manichin lo yidei marosh, they place their hands on your head. V'oimrim, they say, ployni zeh shepidosh min atzibah. This man here, who seceded from the rest of the community, al yidah bin acham atzibah. Things go better for the community, he will not participate in that either. Tanya yidah chulat, another price is similar. This man shat tzibah shorah b'tzad. If the community is in pain, they're hungry, for example. But you're a rich guy and you have plenty of food. Al yemer adam eilich lebesi, I'll go home, v'eichel, I'll eat, v'esht, I'll drink, v'sholom alecha nafshi, and I feel very good. The Moise came, if he does do that, all of our kosev, regarding him, it says in the pasuk, that v'hinisasin v'simcha, this guy is befreilich, Horeg Bacha Veshach Hatzain, he goes and he kills cattle and shechs animals to have a meal. Ochel Basa Veshasais Yoyin, he eats flesh, he drinks wine. Ochel Veshasu, and he eats and he drinks Kimacha Namus. Because tomorrow we'll die, so might as well enjoy. Why do anything? Why fast? We'll die anyway. It's fatalistic, so let's enjoy life while we can. Now, this person is not so bad because he does believe that things are going bad, but he says, what's the point? Maxi Basrei, and what does the next pasuk say? The nigla ba'azne Hashem tzva could be revealed in the ears of Hashem. Im yichupar avin azeh, if this particular people will be ever forgiven, ad to Muslim, they taka will die. Ad kan midas beinim, these are called beinim. Avol midas rishayim makasiv. What is it by rishayim by them when there's a similar situation? They say, "Hey, saw you bring ek chayayin. Let's bring it. Take out the wine. V'nizbi ashecha. Let's get shikar on old wine." And tomorrow we'll follow the same kind of lifestyle. They don't believe that tomorrow they'll die and forget, we'll continue. We'll party. And Maxi Basre, what does it say after them? Hatzadik Ovid. The Tzadik will, I don't understand this Gemara about it. Tzadik Ovid, the Tzadik will get lost. But Ain, Ish, Sama, Lev, nobody even cares. Because of their behavior, the Tzadik died. I don't understand. Hear the punishment. If you guys misbehave, we'll take away the Tzadik that you don't care about anyway because you're a Russia. You know, if you don't stop to behave properly, I'm going to punch him in the face. Wow. but usually for people who are supposed to be good and are good, these are the Rishoyim, who don't care. And the Pasuk says, guys, if you don't going to behave any better, I'm going to take the Tzadik away. So I say, fine, what do we care? Yeah, what's the punishment here? I don't know. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Shnei Malachim, Olam Lailadim, Echad Mi Minu Vechad, I want to write a letter, Chsiv, Ki Malachim Zavaloch. Now Rashi, the Rambam writes in Hilchot Mezuzah then, that it seems from the Rambam that these malachim were not malachim. They were the tefillin and the tzitzis that a person wears in the mezuzah in his house. These are the malachim. The tefillin and the tzitzis are the malachim, and the mezuzah also is the malach at home that the Gemara always talks about, malach yitzabalach. Sorry? No. Mention what? Gets worse. So what does he care? He doesn't care. The Russia. So the punishment is to the Russia himself. You can't threaten the Russia that who doesn't care. If you're not going to be better, I'm going to take that tzaddik away. So take him away. What's the point of telling him this? Tomorrow we'll die, let's party today. I saw you tomorrow we'll continue partying. God will yes and live in a bigger party. So what happens? Hatzadik Ovid, the Ain Ish on my leg. Mi pnei mahu meis. You know why the tzadik passes? Mi pnei mahu meis. Look how it says it. Why does the tzadik pass away? Mi pnei hora, because these guys are behaving poorly. Nes of hatzadik.
Did he what? He couldn't influence them.
Doesn't say that anywhere. Nes of hatzadik. The Navi tells the Rosh, if you guys continue this behavior, the tzaddik will die. You know why? Because of your bad behavior. Nas of a tzaddik, he will pass away. Because you, the Rosh, is not Mitzai. So we're talking about here the other Eden are in tzad. This Rosh says, what are we talking about here? Eating around the world on pain, whatever the pain is. The Rosh says, who cares? I'm going to have a party. So. But that's not what it's talking about here. It doesn't fit into our Gemara. Our Gemara is talking about... That's not what the Gemara is talking about here. Yeah, that's not what the purpose of our Gemara is. Like the Beinoni doesn't feel the Rosh. The Beinoni doesn't feel the pain of others, neither does the Rosh. But the Beinoni at least has a little Yiddish Shemayim. He believes that tomorrow will die. So he's saying tomorrow will die. But let's enjoy today. So therefore, the terrible things happen to them. The Rosh doesn't believe anything. Doesn't believe about tomorrow either. But that's not what he says here. That's not what he's saying here. We're punishing. That's a different word. That's not the long now Gemara here. It's not the purpose of this Gemara. We're trying to. That's one pshat. And you know why the tzaddik dies? It's not a punishment. The Abish doesn't want, like Avraham Avinu, the tzaddik should.
Suffering is going to come.
That's the same for Rashi.
Yeah.
So he shouldn't daven on behalf of these.
He shouldn't see what the Tzolas see. He should go before the Tzolas.
Okay, well, he shouldn't daven on their behalf. We don't want the Tzolas to defend him in any way. Nebuch, the Tzolas passes away. Okay, bye, the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues. I'll bring a raya. Ela Yitzayir on the Metzibur. It's clear what Gemara is trying to prove from here. Yitzayir on the Metzibur, you have to empathize, you have to commiserate with the community. Yeah, sometimes they're so bad. David just wants them. Yeah, she came to see Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, she tzir atzim in that tzibur. He commiserated the community. Shnemah says by the Mechamot Hamolik v'day Moshe Kvedim, his hands felt very heavy. But Yichuev and they took a stone. V'yisim mutach to the place that under him he sat there. V'yoshev aleh and he sat on the stone. The stone is very uncomfortable. V'chi loy hoy loy the Moshe kari. Didn't have a mattress. Achas I kaz achas or he had some kind of a blanket or a pillow laid to sit on it. It's very uncomfortable. A rock. They're in pain now because of being attacked by Moloch. I will commiserate with them, not sit in a stone. If you feel the pain of the community, you'll see the necham of the community. This is my whole Rosh Hashanah shul, talking about, you know, around the world, all the banners are screaming, send our boys home. Everywhere around the world, everybody felt, unfortunately, the pain. B'shema yomer adam mi mayed be avne mi maybe. How will anybody know what's going on in my heart if I feel the pain or no pain? Says the Gemara, avne beisah shel adam v'koydes beisah shel maiden boy. It's the stones of the house and the walls of the house, the beams in the house that are going to testify. Shnemar says ki even mikir tizek, the stone from the wall is going to shout out. V'kapis, and a kapis is a half a brick sandwiched between me'eti and eno, sandwiched between wood, will scream out. And this is what they say that I'm saying. What do you mean the stones and walls? It means the mezuzah on the walls. Before we said the Shnei Malachim, that's the talus and the tefillin, and the kid and the wall, that's the mezuzah. These are going to testify what you're really doing at home. Rashi, kapis is chatzil vein a half a brick. Ure gilin lisitah is common to put it ben shnei nidvachi etim between two pieces of wood. Interesting. So they have a wooden exterior veneer and inside was brick. Very interesting way of building. It's not the mezuzah, it's a two malachim, this is a thousand tefillin. Shnei says, ki malachav yitzav aloch. Rabchit Kama, no, nishmosei shel adam him idolav. It's not the malachim, it's the neshama of a person that will testify. Shnei it says in the pasuk, it says, meshoich vas chekecha, from what lies inside your bosom, will watch you. Shmor pischa picha, watch what comes out of your mouth, because it's watching you all the time. B'yesh emin evodah shel adam ilo, it says limbs. Shnei it says, Atem Eidainu Umashem. You are my witnesses, he's talking to himself, says the Eibishter. Rashi Horisin, Evodish Lodim Eden, Bosh never Atem Eida Loshadab Numashem. Second, we're right, it says in Hazinu, Kael Emunah, the Eibishter is a faith. The Ein Ovel doesn't do anything krum. Kael Emunah, what do you mean he's to be believed? Kashem Shenifroim in Horishayim, Loyalam Habba, the Eibishter punishes the Shayim. They don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Afilu al aveda kalim for a small aveda. They're not going to get Olam Haba. So too. Nifroyin min ha-tzadikim ha-mahazet. Tzadikim will get punished in this world. Al aveda kalosh oisin. Tzadikim will get punished in this world on aveda kalosh, so they can go straight to Gan Eden, won't have to go to Gehenim at all. The ain ovel, what do you mean, nothing krum? Nothing crooked. Kishem shemishal mizchal le-tzadikim lo-im haba, in a positive way. Just like the Eibishter rewards tzadikim and Olam Haba, afila mitzvah kalosh oisin, even for the small mitzvah, they'll get, because once they get Olam Haba, they get for everything. Kach mishal mizchal reshoim Olam Haza, they'll get rewarded for everything they do in this world. And if they do any good, let them get the schar in this world, be rich and everything else, so they can go straight to the end. Afila mitzvah kalosh oisin, even a mitzvah kalosh that they do. Okay. It's interesting that the positive Rashi uses for negative, and the negative, the Al-Gemara uses for positive. The Ein Ovel, which L'Cheda is negative, we use for positive giving Gan Eden. And the Kehla Muna, which is positive, is we're going to give you a hard time in this world. The Muna is that whatever happens is with a Cheshbon. Like the Chassidus explained, one of the differences that Emunah is higher than Betochen. Betochen is what confident things will work out. Emunah is whatever it is, that's what the Eibishter wants. Which is a much higher Madrega. Rashi. They don't get to go astray. Doesn't do anything without having a justification. It says in Pasuk, Tzadik v'yashar, that everything the Eibishter does is righteous and is correct. When a person passes away, all of his deeds pass in front of him. But they say to him, this is what you did this and this day. But who yes. But after they finish going through a whole din, they say, sign. That's what the Baal Shem Tov says when it says Begiyavis. Din is judgment, so it shouldn't be v'cheshbon v'din. First you do a calculation, and then you do the final judgment. I mean, din v'cheshbon. So this is the Baal Shem Tov says, what happens in the Shemaim is, they ask you, you're here ready, we need your help. There's a guy called Shmedel out there, and this is what he did. And they go through a whole thing over there, and he said, what do you think the punishment would be? He'll say, this guy, you had him for 6 months. I said, fine, it was you. So first you pass din, and then we turn to you and say, let's go through a cheshbon. Everything we just said was actually you.
I don't know what to say now.
Yeah, we're preparing ourselves. And that's why we say the pasuk, the psukim tehillim for our name, so that we should, by the end of Shemnesa, they should say, you know your name, you have a better chance. Who was it? I forgot, some person said he memorized the name of
you.
Sorry?
Your pasuk is from somewhere.
Tanakh. Who was it? I forgot who said it. He said that he only says, we say our name and the Rebbe's name, but they say they only say a Rebbe's name. So they come to Shemaim, they'll give the Rebbe's name, and the Rebbe will have a clean slate, obviously, and he'll go straight to Gan Eden. They won't know who he is.
That's why they said the person will remember your name is.
Yeah, exactly. But only Chassayim sign, the Chayim sign. Shemaim says,
that's not always good. If they say to the person, remember your name.
Well, you know better than anybody else. Biyad kol adam yachtem. Every person has a seal. The person will actually says, Eibishter, I deserve it. Whatever you punish me, I deserve. It's good what you judge. L'kayim b'shnei says leman titzdak bedvarecha. So you should be justify his words. What he said.
Yeah,
but they say that. But you say by the end of Shemnesa, you say the names. You say the Rebbe's name as well. You say his pesukim as well. Biyad kol adam yachtem koysev ma'isek kol adam. You write down the activities of every person. Umachtim yada kol ma'isev, and he signs on every page the dotted lines. He justifies or he agrees that everything the Eibishter says you deserve. Now the one has a new sugya. Omar Shmuel says, "Well, interesting machlekes. Kol ha'yoshev b'tainis. We're talking about mesachat tainis." That we have to fast when it doesn't rain. But Stam Leveltadine, a guy decides he wants to be frum and fast, says Shmuel, it's not the Chassidish way. Nikra Chayte, he's a sinner. Why is he a sinner? Sova, because he's of the opinion. Ki Hai Tana, he holds like the following Tana, who says, Yeah. So he holds like the following time. Time you learned, Rabbi Lezer Hakfar Berebi, Rabbi Lezer Hakfar, the great man said, Ma Tamalema, why is it that if this Nazir then touches somebody who is Tame, then he has to bring a carbon, we call him as bring a carbon chatz because he sinned. The Chiper Allah Masha Chotal and Nefesh, he sinned. The Chimeez and Nefesh Chotazer. So Posh the Pshad is he sinned because he became Tame. L'chayda, maybe it was an accident, why become a sinner? He himself sinned with his own nefesh. Should see it at some in the yain. The Eibush created wine to enjoy, and you denied yourself that enjoyment, that pleasure. Therefore, you're called a sinner. So now that's what Abba Zakfar says. Come along, Abba Lezer HaKopa, and he says, so that's what the Kapha said. All of the Kapha said is that a Nazir is considered a Chayte because he denied wine. Come along, Shmuel. And he builds on that. And he says, all he did was he segregated himself from wine. Nikra Chayte is called a sinner. Surely you're a sinner if you deny yourself everything. So a fast is a sinner. Rabbi Lazar disagrees. Rabbi Lazar says, Nikra Kaddish. Not only are you not a sinner, you're a holy man. You're a holy man. He's arguing with Rabbi Lazar HaKopar. You, Rabbi Lazar HaKopar, said he's called a Chayte, a Nazir still. I hold that a Nazir is called a Kaddish, because it says in Pasuk, Kaddish, ye God will peta, Sarai, so it says in Kaddish that he should be Kaddish. So he's a holy man. And therefore, I think it's a good thing that you deny yourself these things. Now, says the Gemara, Umazah. And therefore, follow that opinion. No. Rabbi Lazar argues. And now who's saying this? I guess Rabbi Lazar himself is saying this. Rabbi Lazar is an Amida, not the Tana. Yeah, this is arguing with Shmuel. And all he did was he denied himself one little luxury, a little skafia, and already you call him a kaddish. Somebody he denies everything. Surely he's a kaddish. Freddy Gemara Lishmuel says you're a chayt if you're fasting. Ha'ikre kaddish. It says the fashion in the pasuk is a kaddish. The Bach asks right away, why is this question only on Shmuel? Shouldn't be asked this question on Rabbi Lazar HaKopar. Rabbi Lazar HaKopar. You say that he's called a chayte. You should ask. How can you say the Nazir called a chayte? The Tayyid calls him a Kaddish. No, we're asking a Shmuel. So the Bach says, on Rabbi Lazar HaKopar is not a problem. Because all he said was, you sinned. You sinned for becoming a Nazir. But it's also a mitzvah to become a Nazir. Because we're learning Gemara Nadari. You know, sometimes it's a very good thing to become a Nazir, to deny yourself, you know, to be aesthetic and deny yourself. It's a mitzvah to become another. Sometimes you feel that your yetzer hara is too strong. Sometimes, or if you see a soita mikakula yazratz ben a yain, sometimes it's a good thing to be a nazir. So even the Rav Lazar Kofar says that you, the fact is, you committed a sin, but the mitzvah is greater than the sin. We're going to call you a kaddish for that, because the mitzvah is greater than the sin. But Shmuel comes along and talks about a tainis. There's no mitzvah to be betainis ever, unless it's raining. But if it's tamaz in the veltan, it's never a mitzvah. So there's no mitzvah at all. And then you become you're fasting. You're a chayte. How can we call him a kaddish? That's the question. Says the Gemara, "Ahu agidul perakoy." We're not talking about that. You are a good person. The here, your here is holy, and your here is also bahano. That's what it means. Rashi, the Shmuel a kaddish. You're going to perakoy. Sasari also bahano. Your here is also bahano. But who atzman lani kaddish? You should not kaddish. Well, Rabbi Lazar chayte. And this is very next week, but Rabbi Lazar, why is he called a sinner if he's a Kaddish? So it's Rashi the Soiv, because he became Tamei. Ketagumim Ashachat al Nabi Pasha Mikal, Shinit Mamei, Pasha Pshad Pasik, you became Tamei, that's why you're considered a Chayt. Tamei Ravaiti, Rabbi Lazar, Honikr Chayt, Rabbi Lazar Chayt, Ahum, the Soiv, now she became Tamei. Freddy Gemoro, me, Omer Rabbi Lazar Hochi, did Rabbi Lazar say this? That what? That you're a Kaddish, and for being a Nazir, or you're a Kaddish for fasting, but Omer Rabbi Lazar, didn't Rabbi Lazar say, La Oilam Yamid Adam Atza, a person should measure himself. If a person should realize that inside your womb you have Kedusha, the Shekhinah is inside you, and you have Kedusha, and inside you it is holy, and I won't come into the city unless you treat yourself holy. And therefore, if you're fasting, you're giving up some of your holiness. It's a bad thing to fast. The same Rabbi Lazar who says you're called a Kaddish for denying yourself says you're not a Kaddish if you're fasting. Rashi. Nothing wrong with enjoying life. Nikra Kodesh Reisha de Kro Kodesh. Bishish Matar Kach Mamas Markin Avanoisev Shemesana. Cleanses out all the sins by fasting. Ki'ilu, next Rashi, Ki'ilu Kodesh over the Me'ev, Ki'ilu Kolmev Kodesh, your body is holy. But also like Chishan, therefore you're not allowed to fast because you're weakening your body and your body belongs to Hashem. The Hochi Mashma, this is what it seems, Bekirbecha Kodesh Kolomer, the Osulis Hanis, you're not allowed to fast. Bekirbecha Kodesh Reisha de Krokodesh, we are dashing the beginning of the Pasuk, where it says, Bishvilcha Kodesh Chor Betzar. Because the my kodesh, your body is in pain. I will not enter Yerushalayim. Your body is kodesh. Don't reduce it. If you're able to fast and it doesn't really and you have no problem with it, then it's a good thing to fast. Here's not a good thing to fast. When you cannot control, it's not a good thing. In other words, Shmuel holds that's always good to fast. Shmuel holds always bad. Even if you can fast, it's not a good thing to fast. You call the chayte. You serve the Eibishter by eating, not by fasting. That's Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar says, depends. If you're able to fast, then you're a kaddish. If you're not able to fast, you're a chayte. Rashi.
What was his reason? Just
stand with
night.
Because the Eibish is inside you, and your goof doesn't belong to you. Your goof doesn't belong to you. The Eibish is a goof.
No, did he tell him miss
the two? He said, you're a Kaddish, you're a holy man. You did not, you're moving yourself from Olam Hazza, and you're serving the Eibish. That's a wonderful thing. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Rashi, hodim motzi mitzayin afshe, shiyochel lizbola tainis. If you can tolerate the fast, mishapchei HaKadosh Baruch Hu will praise you. Al misha einu yochel lizanas nikil chayte. But if you cannot fast, you're called a sinner. Says you Reish Lakish Amar. Reish Lakish says Nikra Chassid. Who's called a Chassid? Big Machlek is the Rashi Tosis. The guy who does fast or the guy who doesn't fast. Who's called a Chassid? We'll see Rashi minute. Shnema. It says in the pasuk. It says Gleimel Nafsha. If you do charity to your own self, Ish Chassid. You're a good man. But Oivish Eidoi. But somebody who goes against himself, Achzori is a Rashi. Who are we talking about? Rashi. Nikra Chassid. Rashi learns Hamis Ana. In other words, this is even—he's even worse than Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says you call the kaddish. He says you call the chassid because we had in Gemara in a few places that a chassid is greater than a kaddish. Chassid is the highest madrega you can reach. So it's fasting is a galal to kazach. Yichsev goymul nafsha. You're giving yourself some charity. Ish chassid. What are you giving? You're not. So Rashi says, "What are you giving? Mafrish atzma meMichael Mishta. You secede from eating. K'may begoyim megomel hischak. Shavrir belaz. What in the world is the ray from begoyim he gomel hischak? The day with the I guess the day they stopped nursing. What happened over there? She stopped weaning.
Yomi
Gomel
means you're weaning.
Exactly. Sorry, weaned Yitzchak. He stopped nursing from his mother. So that same thing is that's what touching here is Gomel is not giving here, but Gomel means weaning of food. Yeah, that's one shot. Inami Gomel Loshen Tigma. Shemashlim Nafshe Lekoina means that you're completing an effort today. That's Rashi, and. Sorry?
Tagmul.
But oive sheide ha misana, if you fast, umachish psor nikra achzer. Now, what does that mean? You just said it's a good thing. Unless Rashi means if you cannot take it. Maybe the first Rashi, nikra chassid, is if you could fast and you do fast, you're a chassid. But oive sheide ha misana, umachish psor, maybe this is talking about here, if you cannot take it. In other words, you're lo yochel is botzara, you cannot take it. And then you call an achzer Rashi for doing it. That's how you explain Rashi. But look at Taisis, Gemel Nafshay, Taisis. Pidish, what do you mean you call a chassid? Gemel Chesed Nafshay. She ain't a miss Anna Nikra Chassid. Yeah, Taisis says, just the opposite of Rashi. Taisis says that if you don't fast, like Shmuel, if you don't fast, you're a chassid. But if you fast, you're the achzer. Baruch Hashem. Okay, interesting. Fighting Gemara, Omer Rav Shevzeh says. Omer Rav Chizkiah said, "Hi, Barber Adi Shivbacher, the Yosef Panis a Shivbacher, who sits and fasts, is worthless. Leichel Kalbo LeSherusa is as if he gave a dog to eat his leftovers. In other words, there's no point in fasting. We don't want you to fast. Why don't we fast? Rashi, we'll see in a minute why. Rashi, my Melech Shemai. Next Rashi. Rashi's ordering the Gemara the other way around. Rashi ordering Gemara. Let's continue the Gemara. Then go back to Rashi." The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, 'Ain't tainet tzibah bavel el tishbavav.' We don't want you to fast in bavel. only in Tisha B'Av, which has nothing to do with this. And then Rabbi Yehuda Abba Amar Lakish ain't tamachachem and Hashai leishem b'tainis. Tamachachem should not fast. But if you're fasting, you can't learn properly. So l'chayda, this Gemara here comes first. Bar Beirav, Tamil Chacham, shouldn't fast because no good. And that's how Rashi's order is. Look at Rashi. Shemaid Melech Shemaim, Cholashu, he's weak. Then Yachal Lumid, he can't learn. It's no good. We want a guy, to, a Shiv Bachar, be healthy and strong so he can learn. Shader says, Udasa, he's Suda Kalbal Lechos, Udasa, Doshi, Meol, Kacham, Isana, Eni Moila. What helped you fasting? Elokim, Shazan, Lech, Ein Lamay Yechos. As you fast, you get nothing to eat. Not because of any good thing, no virtue there. Then the next Gemara is Ein Tainu Tziva Bubble. There's no Tainu Tziva Bubble. What do you mean? So Taisa learns most Tanaisim were for rain, and Bubble we learned yesterday in Gemara, they never needed rain. It was so fertile, the crescent there was so fertile, they never needed rain. But Rashi has a hold of him shot. Ain Taina Tziva Bubble, and according to Taisa, then it would be only Bubble we're talking about. We're not talking about the rest of the world. Rashi learns Ain Taina Tziva Bubble. Le'inyin Isure Chumre Tainis. The strict laws of Tainis about shoes and Tashmish and all that doesn't apply in Chutz Laretz. They used to have the real strict Tanaisim like Havelis. No wearing shoes, no working. So they would eat during the day. They would stop, it would be 24-hour fast, and they would stop the previous day. And they would be also to wear shoes. The only which fast has all these chumas? Only Tisha B'Av. No other fast. That's how Rashi learns. If an individual accepted a tainus, an individual keeps a tainus, the tainus is only a day tainus, even though he ate and drank all night long. The following day he says anenu. Now, big machleik is a shiny, but part of shining gemara is every tefillah, shachris, mincha, ma'ariv. He says anenu every tefillah. Taisa says that we don't say it in shachris because ma'bi bracha vatala. What happens if we don't end the fasting? So we say by mincha. But the Chazar the Shatz, the Baal Tefillah does say in Shachar, you know why he says it? To remind us it's a fast day. Interesting. And Machlekes, we say the Maida before as well. Rashi, Yochi, Levatayin, Me'edma, yesterday, had any Yochi, Betayin, Lemocha, fast tomorrow, I feel like Ochim, Beshazakal, I ate and drank all night, Adamu, the Shachar, Lemocha, Beshazakal, Rhinz, Anenu, every Tefillah. Then he was invited. What about Lon Betanise? The following night, he continuously, he didn't eat yet, and then he wakes up the next morning, can he say, Anenu, and Shachar? He does not mention the tainis at all in the following Maidav or the next day. Now the Gemara wants to understand why not. The second day, why not? What does he hold? Does he hold? Because the second day, there's no way you're going to fast the whole day, only a few hours. There's no such thing as a fast day for tainis. No such thing as a tainis shos. It doesn't exist. Therefore, there's no anenu. You do have a tiny shos. There is such a concept called tiny shos, but if you fast only a tiny shos, there's no tefillah anenu. That's what it means. No vaychal, no anenu, nothing. Both your theories are wrong. La'olam, because Abaye never lets his rebbes go. Later Abaye said, La'olam, kesav Ravuna, maybe your rebbe Ravuna held misanin lishos. There is such a thing as tiny shos. And v'misanin lishos, mispal tefillah tainis. Yeah, but that's talking about if you took it upon yourself. You took it upon yourself to have a tiny shos, it's a tinyness, and you say anenu. But v'shayni hoch over here, the eko shos, the laila, the lekobla mikara. He never accepted the next day. You said, I'm going to fast tomorrow. And then, you know, you're on a roll, you decide to continue fasting. You never were mekabbled. But had you been mekabbled tiny shos, of course it's tiny. Rashi. Lomba tenisa baisa tiny shikibu lov shalai ochal ini mazali 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 tiny shikibu lov shalai ochal ini. It's the next night. So what's Rashi exactly trying to say? He's trying to say the night, the next morning you have a right to say anenu for the tainus of the night. So that's but yeah,
the day started the night before.
Yeah, okay, so therefore you can say anenu to eat. Later on we're going to explain what Rav Huna means over here. My time aim is part of the mocha anenu. Once anenu. The Rashi Peter's Mike Rav Huna aim is anenu l'shos. Doesn't mean there's no such thing as tainus climate. Heidi come the mocha aim is part of the tainus. The kachin. You know why you don't say the kabbalah's tainus the ankle. Even if you mekabel to fast till 12 o'clock, there's no such thing as a tainus shos. You fast the whole day. Ain't a tainus klal. If you want to eat middle, go ahead. There's no tainus. There ain't mekabling tainus. There's no such concept of the tainus. Is that what he's saying? He thought he'll break the fast at night. But then he decided, you know, I'll continue fasting. It's called a tiny shahs because night without day is only a tiny shahs. Or perhaps, hide the comrade of Hunil Mochel Amis Palace. You know why? Labishum the Amis Anis. Not because you can't just fast at night and tiny shahs. It definitely is a tiny. The shame tiny is all of. And even though it's last boy, Litam Achis, he's got tiny. If you want to eat in middle, you can't. Elohochin is Palace of Tiny. The Soviet holds ain't tiny shahs. Choshuv is not like Choshuv. The Chomikokach, Shesh Alas Palace of Anin. The problem is only the davening. Next time, Shalom Kisavar, Abai says, no. Be'alma, the Messiah, let's show you do fast. The Messiah, let's show you, Mispalot, is tiny, you do fast. And you say, Anenu, V'hocha, my tang, my aim, Mispalot, Phyllis, tiny, no, why not? The shiny hocha, heche, the his ane, esmol, uva, laila, lon, but then he just happened to go to sleep. The like, kiblo, ale, never accepted it. She kiblo, all of tiny, if not, so, esmol, never accepted it separately. Kedel, shah, mis, ane, le, shos. Had he with Makabal, the tiny, shos, of course it would have been a tiny, but he never did. V'enu, choshev, li, spal, all of Anenu. More tells a story. Marukve, Ikla le Ginzig. Maruve once came to the city of Ginzig. Boyu Mene, they asked him. Some people had a gear set about Kiva. So look at Rashi. Marukve, Ikla, you know, happened to come and asked him three questions. He didn't know. Says Rashi, Garcini, we're going to Ukve. The Ilu Rabbi Akiva Lohoye Mestapakle. There's no way in the world that anybody would have asked him a Kiva question and he would say, I don't know. But Kiva knew everything. Interesting. Furthermore, the Belosha Braisa Mishtoi be Maisa Rabbi Kiva. Had it been Rabbi Kiva, it would have been a Losha of a Braisa, and that's Tamil Gemara Maisa. For Lebe Gemara, like it was supposed to be an Amoid. Marukva Ikli once came to Ginzik. Bohu Mineda asked him three questions. Number one, Miss Anin Lishois, Amis Anin Lishois, can you have a fast for a couple of hours? Is it a valid fast? If I say I'll fast till 12, so then I could no longer eat till 12. Question number one. Number two, Allah didn't know. Next question, Kan Kanim Shal Nochim. So you have these casks from Goyim that use wine casks. Asurin or mutarin? Are they mutar or asur for you to use it for kosher things? Lo have it, but you didn't know. Very relevant. That's exactly what it is. And number three, Bameh shimish Moshe kol shivs me amaluim. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu is served over there. Aaron wore the big day kohun. Moshe Rabbeinu, what did he wear? On the eighth day, when Moshe did everything for sure, he was then a kohen. But on the first 7 days training, what did he wear? Lo have it, but you didn't know any of these questions. Ozal, he went with Shaul b'Midrash. He went to Yeshiva and he asked. Omru, they said to him, let's give you answer by answer. Hilchasa mis anin lishois, that you fadish, there's a concept called tainus shos, and furthermore, and umispalot filas tainus. And you definitely say anenu. That's number one. Number two, the hilchasa kan kanin shal nochim la achash neimasa chaydish, after 12 months, mutorin are totally permitted. You don't have to kasha, do nothing. After 12 months, the taste is so foul, it's permitted. And by Meir Shimish Moshe calls I'm Elohim b'cholok lovin, the white tunic. Rav Kahana Masne b'cholok lovin she'ein le'imra, had no pockets, had nothing folding over so that nobody would be choshed that he was stealing, that Moshe Rabbeinu was stealing things from the Mishkan. Imagine it would be choshed him. Rashi, kankan shel cheder shemachnisin behen yain lekiyim, use it for storage for wine. Also, l'shtamim, I'll use it. But Meir Shimish Moshe di leba adik si bidikuna, it says clearly bidikuna si vizal abashtim shemishah shahi Moshe. Oivet Aaron ha yaloivet bidikuna loved bidikuna. Aaron definitely wore clothes a coin. But avoided the Moshe gzeiras ha-kosov, or zeiras ha-kosov in that day. U bidikuna loy matzina, but we don't find anywhere, but bidikuna. U mestamim in the vikosher shahi oivet bidikuna shel chel shi yitzim en l'shuk. He probably, it makes sense that he couldn't just wear normal weekday clothes, pasnish. So what did he wear? Twelve months. The tam has become so, I guess, minimal. So, small and lousy. We don't even have to rinse water, soak any water. If you have a cask within 12 months and you want to kasher it, how do you kasher it? You need to put in the 24-hour water and then change it. Put another 24-hour water and change it, and so on for 3 days. 3 days running. Says the Gemara, said Rashi, B'cholok lovin, Moshe Rabbeinu wore a white tunic, shal pishtun made a linen, osur l'shen kach, specifically made for that purpose. Rav Kahana Masne, kihai lishne, B'cholok lovin, she'ein bo imra, there was no collar. Sofa, mitagmin, imra, kolayme, top.
Is it sofa or collar?
I don't know, is it a collar or is it a hem?
Him.
Okay. So sofa means a border, it could be a border anywhere. Okay, let's say a hem in the bottom, so you shouldn't put things in hem. The shirt was made from one weaving. The sleeves are sewn on afterwards. In other words, even something sewn on, there might be a space or gaps between the threads, and you can hide things. They shouldn't be choishet shema ba'oisa safa hoitzi mois hakodesh. In this week's parsha, yesterday's parsha, they suspected him of adultery. Moshe Rabbeinu. So, you know, you never know what these people. Moshe Shneba. It says that every. I saw Chav Sefer writes a fascinating tshuva. He writes. Yeah. But Chav Sefer writes on that pasuk. He writes in the tshuva Cheshemish. But he writes every Yaakov has a lover. Every Rav in the world is a Yaakov. If he doesn't have a lover opposing him, he has to question whether he's really a Yaakov. The way around.
Why would anybody be choishing Moshe Rabbeinu?
Why would Kedach attack Moshe Rabbeinu? You know, the Al-Sheikh writes, in Megillas Esther, he writes that when, whatever this means, he says when the end of 40 years, when Aaron passed away, the Yidden decided to appoint Dosan Va'avirim, that Dosan should become the leader and Avirim should become the deputy. And they went back the 8 trips, and it was Dosan Va'avirim. They didn't want Moshe anymore.
It doesn't make sense then.
Of course it makes sense, because he died in this week's parsha. Unless he has a parsha. But that's what Al-Sheikh writes in Megillas Esther. The Rebbe writes in a letter that I've been grace to mention. Anyway, let's go back. Shneim is the Yisrael Nekim Hashem Yisro. It's the Nekim from Hashem Yisro.
Before Baragli, even worse.
Like the Ramban. It follows in the sequence of the tape.
Yeah.
Right, the Gemara, 2:1. Omar Chida says, "This to my tiny shas. Hard the amr. This is he saying, Miss Anin l'shas that you can have tiny shas. Who shaloi tom klum ad erev? You hear this? What's tiny shas that you don't eat till at night? Right, the Gemara, Omar Lebayu, hot tiny is ma'ayisi. That's a tiny shas. That's a full day. Like tzricha de imlich imluch. The first few hours he fasted, not because he fasted. He was working. He didn't have a chance to eat. Then he said, 12 o'clock. Ready to eat? I'll fast the rest of the day. That's the chiddush. Now that's called a tiny shas. But the poil, you had to fast all day." Rashi, he heard if you ate that day, that's for sure, he says. If you only fast 4 hours, that's not a fast. You can eat whatever you want. The ainu tainu shaklum, it's worthless. The day is over. The chiddush is, even though you didn't accept it yesterday, it's good. The tainu is gomer. Because you only decided to fast half a day, but as long as you fast all day, tomorrow.